In the first approach in our Gemara presented by Rav Ach Bar Yaakov, Gemara told us a chiddush that the chametz of a nachri not only is a mutter after Pesach, but even on Pesach itself. Rashi goes to the extent of saying that not only is the chametz of the nachri mutter ba'ano, it's even mutter ba'achil on Pesach. Pesach disagrees, says the Ramaschal Bedinu, says, how could that be? It says, manavshach. If the guy gave the chametz to the Yisrael, and now it's the Yisrael's. It's the chametz of Yisrael, it's also. If the Yisrael stole the chametz from a guy, then he's chayv b'achrayis. He assumes responsibility for that chametz. And we know that chayv b'achrayis is tantamount to ownership, it's like bailus. So now, once again, it's the chametz of Yisrael. So he says, b'yavshar, there's no possibility, there's no scenario where the Yisrael will be able to eat the chametz of a guy. Now to answer Rashi, I have several approaches. The Raiva says, I found a case where the Yisrael is going to be eating chametz of a goy and will be mutter. He says, let's say somebody takes chametz of a nachri and forces it down the throat of Yisrael, tochav le'begroine, in which case Yisrael can still technically retrieve the chametz from his throat, but it involves difficulty. It's etchak, alidei etchak. So on the one hand, the Yisrael is eating chametz. It's not considered an absolute oinus because it's still within his control to pull it out. So he's eating chametz. It's a ma'as achila. On the other hand, he has no obligation to the owner of that chametz. It brings a raya from a Gemara that when we have a case where it's only retrievable at the atchak, then you don't have achrayis for it. So the Yisrael didn't assume any responsibility for this chametz. It's still technically the guy, the owner. So here we have a case where the Yisrael is eating chametz of a nachri, and according to Rashi, it will be mutter. Another case is presented by the Pnei Yeshua. He says, let's say we have a kazayis of chametz of a nachri, so it's a full kazayis, but it's low in value. It's less than a shava pruta. Says the Pnei Yeshua, on the one hand, the Yisrael is eating that chametz. It's a ma'as achila. But since it's low in value, there is no chiv achrayis. The Yisrael doesn't have any monetary responsibility to the goy owner. So here we have the chametz, which is still the goy's, and the Yisrael is eating that chametz. And we mutter, according to Rashi. Okay, going forward down the Amud, the Gemara tells us, according to one approach in the Gemara, if a person eats the chametz of a hegdish, there's no me'ila. Why? Because it's valueless. Ein poydin es ha-kachem lachim l'klovim. We learn from a pasuk, v'chaltav l'klovim, that the kachem must be eaten. You can't redeem it, feed it to the klovim, or to any non-Yisrael. It must be eaten by Yisrael. Now the kasha is, because a little further down, we have another mahalach in the Gemara. The Gemara concluded, Rav Ashi's mahalach, he says that chametz, even on Pesach, is considered to be something of value. Why? Because, as Rashi explains, it can be poided and use it lasikoi tachas tafshile. You can use it as fuel under your pot. So if that's the case, one may use kachem for that purpose. Here we have a case where it's not going to be eaten. It's something other than actual consumption. You're using it as fuel. It's not achila, and it's still mutter. So why, if that's the case, so why did the Gemara earlier say that the chametz on Pesach is valueless? Because it must be eaten. You can't feed it to the klavim, etc. Fine. Use it as fuel under your pot. So actually, Tosis, in the Divan Maslar of Ashi, says that it depends. Min ha-Torah would be asur as well. Meaning, when we have something which is kedushas haguf, something intended for the mizbeach, etc., it's inherently kaddish, then the only way to consume it is by a chalta. You can't be paid to be consumed in any other way. You need to personally eat it. That only applies to kedushas haguf. In contrast to our case, where we're dealing with such a piece of chametz, it's not intended for the mizbeach, it doesn't have its inherent kedusha. It's kedushas domim. It's kaddish for its monetary value. Kedushas hadomim is different. There, this restriction of ein poydin es hakachim nachil l'klavim is only midrabanan. Therefore, says Tosis, yeah, you can't feed it to the klavim, etc. But if you should use it in a different context, for instance, using it as fuel, you're not feeding it to a dog or to a non-Yisrael. You're using it as fuel. In that case, it would be mutter. Since once again, we're not speaking about deraisa, we're speaking about midrabanan, and they didn't restrict it to that extent. So he explains this Gemara. How can you take the chametz and use it la'asikoi techas avshilei, because it's speaking about kedushas domim? And even though you're not actually eating it, there's no ba'achalto being fulfilled, but it's not going to klavecha either, and therefore it's mutter. Says the Marsha, apparently that's the machlokes in Al Gemara. The final conclusion, Rav Ashi's pshat is based on, yeah, you can take this kedushas damim and use it as fuel. So although it's not ve'ochalta, but it's not lo kalecha, you're not feeding to the dog, therefore it's mutter. Whereas the other mahalach in Al Gemara, which was of Yosef, he held that you need to have ve'ochalta specifically. Ve'ochalta means ve'ochalta. Anything other than achil is also. Therefore, just as you can't feed it l'klovim, you can't use it as fuel in the oven. So the point is ve'ochalta mamish? You have to eat it? That's Rav Yosef's approach. Whereas Rav Ashi holds that in this case of kedushas damim, we don't apply ve'ochalta to that extent. It doesn't need to be eaten, actually. As long as it's v'lo l'klovim, you don't feed it to a dog. It's mutter, so you can use it for another function, for instance, as fuel in your oven. Now, interesting, Tosfos brings a raya from Al Gemara to his shita. Tosfos holds that if a person has chametz on Pesach, he's holding onto it with the intent of burning it. He's not even bal yor bal yimotze. The chiddush of Tosfos. Tosfos says, I have a raya from this very Gemara. Why? Gemara says the chametz on Pesach has value because it can be poided to be used as fuel. Says Tosfos, what do you mean? If you can't do that, if doing that would involve a bal yor bal yimotze, then why does it have value? As soon as the Yisrael is paid and gets a hold of the chametz, it becomes his. He's over by your matzah. So since he can't do that, this chametz is considered valueless. Has no potential customers. Says this Gemara is a riot. That if a person has chametz with the kavanah, with the machshava to go burn it, he's not over by your matzah. That explains the Gemara. Chametz of Halish on Pesach has value because you can sell to Yisrael. Yisrael can come along, be paid the chametz, gain possession of the chametz. Which is mutter because what was the purpose? What was the kavanah? To take that chametz and to burn it. In which case it's mutter. That's why the chametz is considered to be something of value.